Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The U.S. stock market rose this morning after a big rally on Tuesday. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrials were up more than 600 points in the first few minutes of trading.
Stocks continue to climb this morning after notching big gains yesterday. Investors anticipated the giant congressional rescue package that was announced overnight, offering life support to an economy that's been pummeled by the coronavirus. With tens of millions of Americans hunkering down in an effort to slow the pandemic, Republican and Democratic Senate leaders say they've struck a deal to provide some $2 trillion worth of aid to struggling businesses and individuals. The Dow moved quickly higher in early trading, while the broader S&P 500 index also gained. A day earlier, the Dow soared more than 2,100 points, while the S&P jumped more than 9%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
That Senate coronavirus package was announced by leaders overnight. NPR's Claudia Chrysalis reports.
The Senate's majority leader, Mitch McConnell, and minority leader, Chuck Schumer, shared the news of a breakthrough in negotiations after several days.
The men and women of the greatest country on earth are going to defeat this coronavirus and reclaim our future.
Help is on the way. Big help and quick help.
The plan includes direct payments to Americans, which could total $1,200 to most adults. It also extends unemployment insurance to full pay for 4 months and raises the benefit by $600. It also offers hundreds of billions of dollars in loans to businesses with significant oversight to ensure worker protections. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
Researchers at Johns Hopkins University say more than 55,000 cases of the coronavirus have been diagnosed in the United States. Nearly half of those cases are in New York State. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the rate is doubling about every 3 days in his state, and it's speeding up. Cuomo estimates the peak of the pandemic is still 14 to 21 days away. Johns Hopkins researchers say there have been more than 800 COVID-19 deaths in the U.S., and about 200 of the deaths are in New York City. The Food and Drug Administration is warning of issues with EpiPens. These are the emergency injectors that are life-saving to those at risk of severe allergic reactions. NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
The FDA is warning of potential malfunctions in both the EpiPen and the EpiPen Junior, the version of the product for children. The FDA says some of the injectors, including authorized generic versions, may have defects that could prevent users from giving themselves a timely injection of epinephrine to counteract an allergic reaction. The FDA says it's aware of what it called adverse event reports, but did not provide details.
NPR's Giles Snyder reporting. Despite early gains, Wall Street has turned lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now down about 12 points at 20,693. This is NPR. President Trump has approved Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards' request and issued a disaster declaration for that state because of the pandemic. Louisiana is already under a statewide stay-at-home order that began Monday. Louisiana joins 16 other states, 26 counties, and 10 cities that are also issuing the same directions. Officials in the United Kingdom say that Prince Charles has tested positive for the coronavirus. The officials say the heir to the British throne has been displaying mild symptoms of the disease, but otherwise remains in good health. Israel's Speaker of Parliament has resigned as the country's political crisis deepens during the coronavirus pandemic. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
Israel's Speaker of Parliament Yuli Edelstein, a loyalist of right-wing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, has refused to convene a vote on his replacement. That replacement would be from the center-left, which now has a slight majority in the legislature, and which wants to advance a law blocking Netanyahu from office because he faces corruption charges. The Supreme Court accused the Parliament Speaker of undermining democracy and ordered him to hold a vote on his replacement, but today he resigned rather than follow the court's ruling. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Prosecutors in Turkey are preparing to indict 20 Saudi Arabian citizens who are suspected of involvement in the slaying of journalist Jamal Khashoggi 2 years ago. He was killed in Istanbul. Two senior Saudi officials are named in the indictment. Saudi Arabia initially denied involvement in Khashoggi's killing before acknowledging his death. His body has never been recovered. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.